This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hello, Randy James. How are you?
It's Randall, please, Mr. Michael K.
Randall. Is it Randall?
No, it is, but I...
Well, what's the middle name?
James.
I was right.
But that still was a guess, buddy.
Didn't you say Randy John at first?
But I changed it to Randy James.
I'm just the focus of attention, even when I'm not on.
Oh, absolutely.
You give us a winner every day on this show.
I mean, winners get love. I mean, that's just what America has taught us.
That's what life is about.
Exactly.
Right. Because if you don't win, then, you know, you lost.
Speaking of that, in the opposite, how about those Jets? They finally cover.
They did, and after Peter picked them.
And you know what's amazing?
They picked against them. Go ahead.
They made 6 field goals, the Bills did, 0 touchdowns, and they missed 2 field goals. And if they had just made 1 field goal or 1 touchdown instead of a field goal, they would have covered. So it took like a 500-1 shot that they would, because it's 63% of the time there's a touchdown scored over a field goal. So to actually score 6 straight field goals is 0.37 to the power of 6. It's like a shockingly long shot, and that's what it took.
Is it a shocking long shot, RJ, that the Cowboys have not covered all year? I mean, to me, I find that stunning. They're 0-7 against the spread.
You don't see many teams 0-7. I mean, just statistically, if you think about it, it's each one's a 50-50, right? I mean, that's the theory. That's what the spread is supposed to do, is it's supposed to split the result 50-50. So to keep on the math theory, you would go 2 to the 7th power, so it's a very unlikely. And like you said, only team now, Dallas.
Now, we were just talking about the Giants situation. They had a player test positive.
And by the way, it's 10.5, Don.
Right. Right. 10.5. Now, do you look at that as a gambler and say, you know what? I think that number is going to change because you got the guys in quarantine. That game might be moved to Tuesday. All everything that happens is probably going to be a disadvantage to the Giants. Do you jump on 10.5 expecting that number to get bigger?
I think speculating on the possibilities of COVID is part of the game at this point. And I'll be very candid. I've under-considered them, meaning the game that maybe threw us off was the Tennessee-Buffalo, because it looked like Tennessee not practicing didn't really matter. But one, we can all laugh and say maybe they were practicing at the park. But also, I think, regardless of that, is Buffalo was in a worse spot. It just wasn't as obvious. Because remember, Buffalo could have played on Tuesday, which they ended up doing against Tennessee. But if that game had been canceled, and remember, Tennessee had positive tests after positive tests, so it was very possible that game wasn't going to happen. They were going to force Buffalo to play on Thursday against Kansas City. So they literally were 3 days before and didn't know who they were going to play, or the day before, actually, Tuesday. So it was a real bad spot that relatively Tennessee looked good in. But if you think about it, every other COVID scenario from the Patriots on down has been a net negative beyond, I think, reasonable expectations for the team. So in general, I'm not sure another one is covered. If you just say whoever has had the worst COVID reality between the two teams, I would make a case that in almost all cases, if not all of them, the negative COVID team did not cover. Does that meet you guys' recollection?
Yeah, because look at the Raiders last week, right?
Another example.
You know, they had to go into quarantine their offensive line. They played, but clearly they looked compromised in that game.
Now, I will say this. The Giants, if you really dig into the stats, and up on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, I just tweeted out. I've never done this, actually. I guess a little homage to you guys. I put out my power rankings 1 to 32, and also offense, defense, run, pass, Pythagorean wins. You know, some kind of fun stuff that I think most people would rather not do the math on. And the Giants, though, are a team that are ranked poorly, no doubt. But I think they're a little bit better than their stats, and or a little bit better than their wins, and that this is a team I have a lot more optimism for than, let's say, the Jets.
All right, give me the makeout pick.
All right, I actually really like this one. I've been kind of, you know, I've been winning, but I haven't been crazy with them for a while, but I love the Browns. Give me the Browns minus 2.5.
Against the Raiders.
And the rationale is this. Cleveland is a team that against a really good defense that puts pressure, that can stop the run. Now, there's not many of those. They get destroyed. Against Baltimore, destroyed. Against the Steelers, destroyed. In every other game, they've either played average or better, meaning they haven't had a below average performance against any other type of opponent. So the Raiders, they're a bad defense. I mean, they got a pretty good offense, but they got a bad defense, and that means Baker gets to play his game. And when he plays his game as a very expensive game manager, he's pretty good. Against the Steelers, Ravens, he's not. And oh, by the way, if you think about the OBJ injury, and I know Get Up and Greeny's been really at the forefront of this, is the stats say that Baker's better without OBJ. Now, you might say, how can you be better without a good player? My thought is pretty simple. OBJ is a demanding, you know, I don't want to say prima donna, but let's say a demanding receiver. And if you're Baker and just spend a millisecond thinking, I'm not going to throw to this open guy because I got to check OBJ. Well, the stats are saying he's more comfortable without him on the field. So I don't look at it as a big downgrade for Cleveland. Browns, best bet.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Can you make a case for the Jets at 19.5?
Only one, which is that Kansas City has been the ultimate flip the switch team. We saw them play, you know, a lethargic game against the Chargers. They still won. Lethargic against the Raiders. They didn't win. But when they are focused, obviously against the Ravens, probably the best performance of any team this year, right up there with Tampa Bay over Green Bay. And if you think about it, is against Buffalo. It was a very professional dismantling of a pretty good team. Now, what is the motivation for the Chargers, or check that, of the Chiefs, to get margin against the Jets? I don't see any motivation. So, yes, not because I think the Jets are relatively even within 19, but I think it's more about Chiefs not having motivation to get margin. And by the way, the Chiefs got a pretty tough game next week.
What do you have for Bills Patriots? We have it at 3.5. What do you have it? Maybe
Let me check the updated line here. I'll say this about the Pats: the first time in memory, and you know, I've bet almost, and this is the truth, almost every day since I was 14. Now I'm not recommending that, all right? But it's true. And if you, this is the first time in obviously 18 or so years that I look at the Patriots and I really wonder how good this team is. I really wonder, are they going to be able to be competitive? Right now it's 3.5 and it's minus 120, which means it's moving towards 4 right now.
Yeah, of course. I'm just surprised. I think that's low. No Edelman. New England looks lost.
This is a ton of faith in Belichick. I mean, when you have a situation where you haven't lost 3 straight games in 18 years, then you don't think you're going to lose 4 straight. Right. The only thing that causes me, and if I had to play this game, I would play the Bills, but I don't bet against Belichick. I really don't, because he covers 60% of the time. Like, it's crazy. So why bet against a guy that covers 6 out of 10 times? But here's my concern. Last week was a perfect storm of good for the Patriots. They had lost 2 straight. They had never lost 3 straight. They were against a kind of defensive scheme in San Francisco that they do well against. There was a lot of the Jimmy G knowledge. We had a study that said against his former quarterbacks, he was 6 points better holding them defensively than an average game. So, I mean, it was just everything pointed to the Patriots, and they got crushed. And it wasn't just Cam. The defense was – so what changes week to week here, I don't know.
All right, very quickly in 30 seconds, the big game. I know this is not your best bet, but I'm wondering what you're feeling on Steelers against the Ravens.
I think that this line is high. I'm a Steelers skeptic. I've been a Steelers fan my whole life. I grew up an hour outside of Pittsburgh, but I look at this team and I think they statistically are better than the Ravens. Maybe say they're even, then home field today is about a point and a half or two. Getting 3.5 or 4, value Pittsburgh.
Good stuff. Have a great weekend. Thank you, guys. Randall.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.